In no time at all, the hanks of silk and wool were packed in the basket, and when they were all sitting down, Hulda said, "Come on, Evie, it's time now. The love story with renunciation, or was it not that bad?" "A story with renunciation is never bad. But I can't start until Herta's had some of the gooseberries. She can't take her eyes off them. Anyway, take as many as you like. We can pick some more afterwards. Only throw the hulls well away, or better still, put them on the newspaper supplement here. Then we'll wrap them up in it and clear everything away. Mama hates it when the husks are lying all over the place. She's always saying you could slip on them and break your leg."
"I don't believe that,"
Herta said, tucking into the gooseberries.
"Me neither,"
Effie said.
"Just think, I fall over at least 2 or 3 times every day and I've never broken anything. A proper leg doesn't break that easily, certainly not mine, nor yours, Herta. What do you think, Hulda?"
"One shouldn't tempt fate. Pride comes before a fall."
"Always the governess. You're a born old spinster."
"And still hope to get married, and perhaps before you."
"Doesn't bother me."
"Do you think I'm just waiting for that? That's the last thing I need. Anyway, I'm going to get a husband, and that perhaps soon. I'm not worried. Only recently, little Venti Vegni from Ratano said to me, 'What will you bet, Fräulein Effie, that we'll be here again in a year's time listening to them smashing crockery for an eve of wedding party?'"
"And what did you say to that?" "Could well be," I said, "could well be. Hulda's the oldest. She could get married any time."
But he brushed that aside and said, "No, for another young lady who's as brunette as Fräulein Hulda's blonde." And as he spoke, he gave me such an earnest look. But there I go, rambling on and forgetting the story.
"Yes, you keep digressing. Perhaps you don't want to tell us the story after all."
"Oh, I do. But it's true I keep digressing because it's all a bit strange. Yes, almost romantic."
"But you said he was a Landrat."
"A Landrat, true. And he's called Gert von Instetten, Baron von Instetten."
All three laughed.
"Why are you laughing?" Effie said, put out. "What's all this about?"
"Oh, Effie, we're not trying to insult you, nor the Baron either."
"Instetten, you said, and Gert.
No one round here has that kind of name, though, of course, there's often something funny about the names of nobles."
"Yes, my dear, there is. That's why they're nobles. They can afford it. And the farther back they go in time, I mean, the more they can afford it. You know nothing about that. But don't take it amiss. We'll still stay good friends. Gert von Instetten, then, and a baron. He's the same age as Mama to the very day."
"And how old is your Mama, actually?"
38.
"A fine age."
"It is that, especially when you still look like my Mama. She's a beautiful woman, don't you agree? And the way she can do everything, always so assured and so refined, and never says inappropriate things like Papa. If I were a young lieutenant, I'd fall in love with Mama."
"How can you say something like that, Effie?" Hulda said. "It's against the fourth commandment."
"Nonsense! How can it be against the fourth commandment? I think Mama would be pleased if she knew I'd said something like that."
"That may well be," Herta broke in. "But do get on with the story."
"All right, calm down. I'm starting.
Baron Instetten, then. When he wasn't yet 20, he was stationed over there with the Ratano Hussars and used to visit the estates round here a lot. But best of all, he liked to be over in Schwantikow with Grandfather Belling. Of course, it wasn't because of Grandfather that he was over there so often. And when Mama talks about it, anyone can tell whom he went to see. And I think it was mutual."
"So what happened?"
"Well,
what was bound to happen, what always does happen. He was far too young, and when my father appeared on the scene, already a Ritterschaftsrat, and having inherited Hohenkrämmen, it didn't take long for her to make up her mind. She accepted him and became Frau von Briest. And the rest, well, you know that. The rest is me."
"Yes, the rest, that's you, Effie,"
Berta said.
"Thank God. We wouldn't have you if things had turned out differently. But now tell us, what did Instetten do? What became of him? He can't have taken his own life, otherwise you wouldn't be expecting him today."
"No, he didn't take his own life. But it was something a bit along those lines."
"Did he try to?"
"Not that either. But he didn't want to stay near here, and soldiering in general seems to have been spoilt for him. It was peacetime, of course. To put it in a nutshell, he resigned his commission and started to study law in deadly earnest, as Papa says. Only he joined up again when war broke out in 70, but with the Perleberg Lancers, not with his old regiment.